Ron Rouse is the story of so many fishermen, so many Alaskans for that matter, who came here from someplace else and never found an excuse to leave. The difference is, Rouse writes about it.
A lot of my writing is a learning experience I went through that I want to share. And when I write, I try to write to somebody that's a little smarter than me.
The idea being that the lessons I've learned are ones that you should probably not be repeating.
There are lots of those, yeah, but the lessons I've learned are some I'd like to share with you, you know, about new country and new lifestyles. And one of the things that impressed me when I came up to Alaska was the diversity of people.
Rouse had already been living in Alaska for a few years when he made it to Wrangell in 1977 and decided to become a salmon troller. He had a 16-foot aluminum skiff tied to the top of a pickup truck. As the Gurdy Turns starts on that fateful day, as you might imagine, Rouse did not catch many fish that first season, but he nevertheless found a way to cash in on his hard luck. The Alaska Fisherman's Journal was just starting up. The magazine took Rouse's essay about that first season and many more pieces over its 27-year life.
And this book wouldn't even be here were it not for the publisher, John Pappenheimer. He gave us quite a bit of leeway. He just had to relate it to commercial fishing a little bit. So I owe this book to him.
The book is equal parts memoir and history, plus Rouse's attempt to guide non-fishermen through the mysteries of the fishing lifestyle. Why people leave the beach to contend with weather, prices, regulations, and boat cats that, for reasons known only to the cats, will not stay off the cap rail even after they've fallen overboard two or three times. As the Gurdy Turns refers to the hydraulic wheel that raises and lowers trolling gear, Rouse says you're best to steer clear of the Gurdy.
If you get caught in the Gurdy in troller lingo, you know, you're the subject of gossip, you know, which usually has to do with divorces and male-female relationships, or else you're dead. I much prefer the former.
Rouse is working on two more collections. The History of the One-Fingered Fastball covers his childhood in Michigan, playing baseball before television was common, and later when he organized a fisherman's baseball team to compete with local kids before the high school baseball program got going. His third book is a catch-all.
I consider myself sort of a nature writer with a shotgun and a fishing pole. And I got one more big book to put together before I start writing fresh stuff. This will be the big fat hunting and fishing book, all the stories that didn't fit into the other two.
As the Gurdy Turns is self-published, Rouse plans to distribute it through bookstores in Alaska. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.